Prime members, you can listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When the North Korean government hacked Sony Pictures last November, it exposed a new reality that you don't have to be a superpower to inflict damage on U.S. corporations.
If I sat you down and gave you a pencil and paper and said, write a list of a dozen people that could do this.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're way more than a dozen people. There are probably 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people that could do that attack today.
I mean, it's certainly within the realm of possibility that a terrorist group could go out and put together a team and do some real damage.
ISIS hacked CENTCOM's Twitter.
Caroline Kennedy's reception in Japan since arriving as U.S. ambassador is partly because she has sparked memories of her father, President John F. Kennedy.
People in Japan very much admire him. It's one of the ways that many people learned English. Almost every day, somebody comes up to me and wants to quote the inaugural address.
To walk through the ambassador's official residence is to get a glimpse of history. One photo in particular caught our eye.
My mother kept that picture. It was the last picture of the four of us.
Justice will be done right
now. 9 years ago this month, three star players on Duke's number one ranked lacrosse team were accused of rape. It took more than a year for the story to unravel and the three players to be declared innocent. But it was their coach who lost his job and reputation in the rush to judgment.
You Google up one of the boys' names, my name, and then, you know, on the computer, you saw the word rape, sexual assault, next to your name.
You're outside, you're outside!
Tonight, the hard road back for Coach Mike Pressler.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm Armin Katayan.
I'm Nora O'Donnell.
I'm Scott Pelley. Those stories tonight on 60 Minutes.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
If most people remember anything about the North Korean government cyber attack against Sony Pictures last November, it's probably that there was a lot of juicy gossip in leaked emails about movie stars, agents, and studio executives. There was also an absurd quality to the whole episode, which was over an ill-advised movie comedy about the assassination of North Korea's leader, which the North Koreans did not find funny. The weirdness of it all has obscured a much more significant point, that an impoverished foreign country had launched a devastating attack against a major company on U.S. soil, and that not much can be done about it. In some ways, it's another milestone in the cyber wars, which are just beginning to heat up, not cool down.
The cyber attack on Sony Pictures Entertainment exposed a new reality.
that you don't have to be a superpower to inflict damage on U.S. corporations, a fact that has been duly noted within corporate boardrooms and the national security apparatus.
What's the significance of the Sony hack in a nutshell?
The significance is that a foreign power has reached out and touched an American target. The fact that the North Korean government felt that it could do something in the United States and get away with it, that's what's significant.
James Lewis, a director at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, has helped shape U.S. cyber policy for decades, dealing with criminals stealing money, Russian stealing intelligence, and the Chinese stealing the latest technology.
This was different because it qualified as the use of force. It qualified as an attack. There was disruption. There was destruction of data. There was an intent to hurt the company.
And it succeeded, bringing a major U.S. entertainment company to its knees. Like other corporate victims of cyber attacks, Sony has released very little information and declined our request for interviews. We were allowed to film on Sony's 44-acre studio lot and inside this building where technicians were still repairing damaged computers. We do know that when people fired up their computers on the morning of November 24th, they were greeted with this skeletal image now referred to as the Screen of Death. It announced an undetected cyber attack that actually began weeks earlier, when a malicious piece of software began stealing vast amounts of data from the Sony computer network. Now, it had begun the job of wiping Sony's corporate files.
It was the attacker saying, I'm going to delete what you've made. I'm going to destroy your stuff.
Kevin Mandia is one of the best-known cyber sleuths in the U.S., and his company, FireEye, was hired by Sony to respond immediately to the crisis. But there was only so much they could do.
For lack of a better analogy, the wiping's the grand finale. That's the infamous, we ran into the house, we took what we wanted, and then we left the detonation charge behind us. And then that detonation charge goes off, you're not going back to the house anymore.
And that's what happened?
That's what happened.
More than 3,000 computers and 800 servers were destroyed by the attackers after they had made off with mountains of business secrets, several unreleased movies, unfinished scripts, and the personal records of 6,000 employees, all of whom were given a taste of living offline.
Sony made the decision to take itself off the grid. All connections to the internet, all connections to the rest of Sony, and all connections to third parties were shut off, effectively disconnecting an international corporation from the outside world and plunging itself into a pre-digital age of landline telephones and hand-delivered messages written with pen and paper.
Immediately, employees start to remember the things they took for granted. Does the gate let you in the garage? You can't get your email. People's benefits can't be processed appropriately. Time cards can't be done. What if payroll's the next day? There are so many things that depend on the internet that, quite frankly, most companies don't even know all of them until they come off the internet and go, oh, wow, didn't see that coming.
To Kevin Mandia, it looked like a military-style operation mounted by a foreign government. And when his company began comparing the Sony computer virus with the 500 million pieces of malware in its archives, it quickly came up with a nearly identical match, right down to the skull on the calling card. It was a cyber attack 2 years ago against South Korea's banks and broadcast networks called Dark Seoul that wiped out 40,000 computers and caused $700 million in damage.
We had the malware from the attacks that happened in South Korea in 2013. And these things, when put side by side, this looks like whoever hacked South Korea in 2013 is hacking Sony. And the attribution in those attacks in 2013 was to North Korea.
Mandia's suspicions about North Korea, which has a well-established cyber capability and a long history of attacking its neighbor, were soon confirmed by the NSA, the FBI, and the White House. And the attackers themselves hinted at it when they contacted Matt Zeitlin of BuzzFeed.com and at least a half a dozen other online reporters, offering them everything they'd stolen from Sony.
So this is the first email you got?
Yep. Yeah, you know, the weekend after Thanksgiving, you know, it says that it has all this data from Sony and would have all these links so that we could download the information.
What followed from Zeitlin and others was 2 weeks of damaging, embarrassing stories from the corporate files and private emails of Sony executives, as well as threats and a specific demand from the attackers that Sony not release its comedy about the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
They hate us because they ate find us.
Soon all the world will see what an awful movie Sony Pictures Entertainment has made.
That part may have been true.
Sony scares CEOs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the difference. Every CEO is walking around going, how do I feel if my email's out on the internet? How would I feel if my machines got disrupted? So all of a sudden, every chief information security officer is now talking to their board because every board wants to know, hey, is this the new normal?
And it may well be. Kevin Mandia says even big corporations with sophisticated IT departments are no match for the dozens of countries that now have offensive cyber war capabilities.
All advantage goes to the offense in cyber. It just does. On the defensive side, you have to say, I must defend all 100,000 machines, all 50,000 employees. The offensive side thinks, I only need to break into one, and I'm on the inside.
And any company or any corporation is as strong as its weakest link.
In a way, yes, in security. The nation-state threat actors or hackers target human weakness, not system weakness.
And there's no shortage of weaknesses. Most company employees are allowed to browse online or visit Facebook on corporate computers, and many take them home for personal use. All it takes to contaminate a network is for one person to unwittingly access an infected file that looks realistic, like an Adobe Flash Player update or an email that pretends to be from Apple support.
And then what happens when they click on them?
They compromise their machine. And now that machine, being on the inside of a corporate network, can be used as a beachhead to increase access.
And that's what happened at Sony. Eventually,
if you like 60 Minutes, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm CBS News correspondent Major Garrett, host of the podcast Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen. During the Cold War, FBI agent Robert Hansen traded classified secrets to the Kremlin in exchange for cash and jewels. In the podcast, you'll hear from Hansen's closest friends, family members, victims, and colleagues for the most comprehensive telling of who Robert Hansen really was. Binge the entire series now. Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen is available on the Wondery app, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.